This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a meeting of the 46th edition of Pragati, an ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving central and state governments. During the meeting, 8 significant projects were reviewed, including 3 road projects, 2 projects each of railways and port, shipping and waterways. The combined cost of these projects spread across different states and union territories is around 90,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi directed that all ministries and departments should ensure that the identification of beneficiaries is done strictly through biometrics-based Aadhaar authentication or verification. Government has decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing yesterday.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described the decision to include caste enumeration in the upcoming census as a message of strong commitment towards social equality and rights of every section. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the caste census will be conducted with complete transparency. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the decision is extremely important for bringing the economically, socially and educationally backward caste into the mainstream. Reacting on the decision, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the announcement of caste census is a right step which the Congress party has been demanding from day one. India has closed its airspace for Pakistan Airlines in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. The airspace closure will be in effect till 23rd of May. The Civil Aviation Ministry has informed that Indian airspace is not available for aircraft registered in Pakistan, aircraft operated, owned or leased by Pakistani airlines or operators, including military aircraft during the period. A notice to airmen, NOTAM, has been issued banning Pakistan Airlines from using the Indian airspace. India will host the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 4-day summit. The event will provide a global platform for discussions on the future of the audiovisual and entertainment industry. The summit, with the tagline "Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries," is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. It will integrate films, OTT, gaming, comics, digital media, artificial intelligence, broadcasting and emerging tech, making it a comprehensive showcase of India's media and entertainment prowess. Prime Minister Modi will also visit the Creatosphere and interact with creators selected from the 32 Create in India challenges. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha yesterday chaired a high-level meeting with senior officials in Jammu to review the prevailing security scenario in the Union Territory. The LG directed for strong and coordinated measures to completely wipe out terrorism and its entire ecosystem from J&K. Mr. Sinha said it is the collective resolve of the people of J&K and the nation to destroy the root of terror emanating from our neighbourhood, and we must be resolute to fulfil this mission. The meeting was attended by DGP, Principal Secretary Home, ADGP CID, Principal Secretary to LG, IGP Jammu and DIG Jammu Samba Kathua Range. And in Germany, Social Democratic Party has said that its members have voted in favour of forming a coalition with the Union Party. The result paves the way for a new federal government led by the Christian Democratic Union leader, Friedrich Merz. The result followed prior approvals of a deal between CDU and its Bavarian sister party, the Christian Social Union. And that is the end of this news bulletin.